And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The UK Supreme Court has issued a landmark ruling that the legal definition of a woman is based on biology, not ideology. In a decision that sent LGBT activists into panic, the court ruled that terms woman and sex in equality legislation referred to biological women and biological sex, affirming what every other human has understood since creation. Meanwhile, in Hungary, Parliament has taken bold action to protect children from exposure to explicit sexual content, passing a constitutional amendment that prioritizes children's rights over LGBT activist demands. Predictably, mainstream media outlets falsely claim Hungary has banned LGBTQ gatherings when they've simply prohibited public indecency that children might witness. Back in America, a federal judge has ruled that parents supporting their daughters in sports can be ejected from school events for wearing pink XX wristbands. The judge claimed these silent symbols of biological reality could be interpreted as demeaning and harassing to male athletes competing against girls. When fathers can't even silently affirm basic chromosomal facts without being labeled as threats, we've entered into truly Orwellian territory. The Media Research Center has launched a multi-pronged strategy to defund PBS and NPR, urging President Trump and congressional leaders to strip taxpayers' subsidies from these left-leaning outlets. MRC Vice President Dan Schneider called this the most focused and aggressive takedown these outlets have ever faced. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg is in the news. He seems similarly concerned about government intervention, reportedly offering the FTC nearly $1 billion to avoid an antitrust trial that could force him to divest Instagram and WhatsApp. Time magazine has named Julie Burkhart, co-owner of an abortion clinic that terminates pregnancies up to 28 weeks, as one of 2025's most influential people. The Hope Clinic in Illinois dehumanizes fully formed babies as mere pregnancy tissue while performing procedures that tear them limb from limb. Yeah, she's one of the most influential people, all right? A regular angel of death. Singer Katy Perry recently described her space flight as connecting her to the divine feminine, somehow missing the point that space actually reveals our Creator's glory. As the psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And similarly tone deaf was a former astronaut who became visibly upset when a CBS reporter used the word mankind, apparently unaware that humankind contains the exact same root word. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.